Former State Representative Don Shooter has filed a $1.3 million notice of claim against the state. That's a precursor to a lawsuit. The House expelled Shooter earlier this year after an investigation into sexual harassment. But the Yuma Republican argues that only happened as he was on the verge of exposing, quote, irregularities in the procurement process, end quote. Joining us now to talk about what else is in Shooter's notice of claim is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, good morning.
Good morning there.
So, Howie, I know this is a very, very broad question, but I know as a professional you will boil it down for us. What does Don Shooter want?
You mean other than the money?
Right, exactly. Well, other than the money.
Well, it kind of comes down to two things. Number one is vindication. He believes he was forced out because he was nosing around as the chairman of the House Appropriations Committee in some procurement practices. There is a history in this state of maybe playing a little fast and loose in terms of giving contracts, single source contracts to folks. And he had some questions on it. And number two is the question of being libeled. There were a lot of things said during the hearings, during the floor debate, about that he was a sexual harasser, not quite a predator. And he said, well, look, I've said some of these things. Some of these things are untrue. And I really haven't had a chance to clear myself. And he wants that ability. And had there been the normal ethics investigation, which we'll talk about, he thought he would have had that chance.
Yeah, Howie, how much of this comes down to the fact that the House just moved to expel him without having a full-blown hearing in the House Ethics Committee?
Well, that's really a key point. You know, every ethics investigation I've covered in the 36 years I've been down here has gone through a process where if you make an ethics complaint, it goes to the chair of the Ethics Committee. That person reviews it, determines if there's at least some basis there, discusses it with other members of the Ethics Committee, and then decides to go forward. That leads to an investigation, that leads to public hearings, that leads to the ability to confront witnesses against you. And this wasn't done this time. Instead, House Speaker J.D. Mesnard chose five staffers, and they instead chose an attorney to do their investigation and come back with a report. The report was given to lawmakers, perhaps not all of the report, and based on the report, they made a decision to expel him. And that's really crucial because on one hand, the Constitution says, you know, the House can do whatever it wants with its members. On the other hand, if you're going to depart from a procedure, you probably ought to have a darn good reason why.
Howie, Shooter wants as much information out as possible. When this suit is officially filed, what does that mean for all the information that's been redacted and held up to this point?
Oh, that's the most interesting part of this litigation is whether or not Don Shooter wins his case. Once he files suit, that allows his attorney to go and demand all sorts of documents, and not just the paper documents, but the electronic documents. That has the metadata on it in terms of when it was prepared, who else monkeyed with it, was it edited? And that's particularly crucial as he contends this thing was engineered against him. You know, you also probably know that all of us in the media have made public records requests for the full investigative report, the interviews, the photographs, and everything else. And the speaker has basically said, none of your business. You know, privacy concerns, you don't need it. There's no reason for you to have it. Now, once litigation is filed, all that goes out the window and will be really hard for the House to conceal what's there. And that will tell a lot of folks, you know, what did really occur in this process.
Howie, what are House Speaker J.D. Mesnard and the governor's office saying about this notice of claim? Kirk Adams, I think, was also named in the notice.
They're basically saying this has no merit. They called him a discredited lawmaker, essentially doubling down on the allegations. Now, remember, Shooter has never denied that he occasionally has a big mouth and occasionally, you know, engages mouth before putting the brain into gear. He's always been a little bit of a party boy, and there's no question about that. But part of the issue also becomes he is being disciplined. He was ousted based on things that occurred long before he was in the House, while he was still in the Senate, and before the House had adopted its new sexual harassment policy, a policy he contends was illegally adopted because it was unilaterally adopted by the House Speaker and not voted on by the full House. So he has a whole bunch of claims in there. And, you know, there's just enough in there that perhaps if a jury got a look at it, they may say, you know, he deserves something that he didn't get a fair shot.
Howie Fisher, Capital Media Services. Need we say more? Howie, thanks as always.
You're very welcome.